65. Tonight, partly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms likely late. We'll drop down to 62. For Tuesday, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures at 74. Tuesday night, once again, showers and thunderstorms likely. Temps at 54. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 55.
At the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort, we're committed to providing the best possible family care for you and your loved ones close to home. Our network of professionals provides wellness services, preventive care, and exceptional treatment. At the Life Care Fitness Center, we'll help you get moving. We're experts in helping you find a personal fitness program that fits you, your interests, your lifestyle, and your schedule. It's easy to see why so many patients trust their family's health care to the best. The family medicine experts at the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Family members and a woman who was in a relationship with a Kansas City, Kansas man who died after a traffic stop have filed lawsuits accusing police of wrongdoing. Craig J. McInnes died in 2014 after police stopped his then-girlfriend, Phyllis Salazar, for a traffic violation. Police said he tried to flee and then died after a brief struggle. His relatives and Salazar have filed lawsuits accusing police of violating his rights. A lawyer for the defendants denies the claims. A 21-year-old University of Kansas student plans to use the $10,000 she won in a half-court shot to help her grandmother, who rescued her from foster care when she was 10 years old. Jordan Stiers, a sophomore from Independence, Missouri, won the money Saturday when the school's director of basketball operations made the shot during the late night in the fog in Lawrence. I'm Stephanie Austin.
More gardeners grow.
Is waking up from winter, and Johnson's Garden Center reminds you now is the time to apply Fertilom for all seasons from Johnson's for the greenest weed-free lawn in the neighborhood. Johnson's Garden Center, and see them at johnsonsgarden.com.
You can always count on Johnson's Garden Centers, where gardeners grow.
Opportunity is knocking on your floor. Right now at the Home Depot, get great savings on the latest trends in flooring. Great looks for every room in your home. Wood, vinyl, and tile. Like Portland Stone Ceramic Tile, starting at just 78 cents a square foot. Modern, durable tile that gives you the beautiful, natural look of stone for the price of tile. But whatever you choose, hurry. Opportunity and these savings won't be knocking long. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 30th.
The Federal Emergency Management Administration has denied an appeal from Kansas officials for a federal disaster declaration for several counties affected by the May storms. FEMA says the state's original request for federal declaration for the public assistance grants funds was denied. A state appeal was also recently turned down. Several counties were included in the request after they were hit by severe weather that included thunderstorms, tornadoes, and flooding in late May. A former plantation near Nickerson that was once the largest shipping point for fruit between the Missouri River and California is for sale. 130-year-old Yagi Plantation used to grow up to 50,000 apple trees. Up to 300 people work there during the harvest season. Today, the land is mostly grassland and irrigated cropland. The plantation was founded by Levi Walter Yagi. His descendants have decided to auction off the acreage. The auction will be October 5th at the Cosmosphere in Hutchinson. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Nebraska state agencies are bracing for a possible budget crunch that could mean less maintenance at state parks, fewer law enforcement officers, and a slower response to livestock disease outbreaks. The potential consequences are outlined in a series of budget requests submitted to lawmakers and Governor Ricketts, who have said they may have to cut spending as the state revenues dwindle. Ricketts and lawmakers say the directive was made in an abundance of caution. The latest CORE report says the Harlan County Dam project is on or ahead of schedule and is 49% complete as of the end of August. Good weather allowed the work to continue last winter and may have advanced the project enough to allow more than six gates to be rehabilitated in 2016. The scheduled completion date remains April 2018. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety ratings in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS top safety pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. It's leadership like that that's made Ford F-Series America's number one brand of trucks for 39 straight years. So let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both safety ratings. Once again, raising the bar for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday approved moving forward with a public hearing on a request by landowner R.J. Vogelsberg to vacate a section of road in Oquito Township between Bison and Cherokee Roads. The hearing is set for October 17th, 10 a.m. A formal petition from the Farmers Cooperative to construct a road along the existing tumbleweed road at the west edge of Frankfort was determined valid. In a related matter, meeting again Tuesday, commissioners were advised an adjacent landowner is willing to sell property for ditch work on Utah Road, which is being reset with the connecting link between Utah and Tumbleweed Roads. At the request of an Nemahal County Co-op Association, permission was granted and a letter of support will be provided for construction of an anhydrous fertilizer facility in Murray Township. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday again revisited the issue of airport hangar lease rent, approving an increase to $70 per month effective January 1st and $1,500 per year per business in addition to their rent. The custodian was advised to seek options for repairing or replacing the boiler in the county courthouse. No decisions were reached. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard of flooding issues in the Centralia area last Saturday. Water was over Highway 187, which was closed for several hours just south of 112th Road, and a vehicle was washed off the road into the ditch in Centralia. Local firefighters assisted in getting occupants out of the vehicle safely. Nemahal County Appraiser and County Clerk shared their concerns with a proposed amendment to the Neighborhood Revitalization Program at this time before the plan is to be renewed. Complete County Commissioners' minutes are posted on our website at KNDYRadio.com. Attorneys representing Gage County in a claim of $28 million for the Beatrice Six, who were awarded the judgment in a jury trial, are hopeful that insurance coverage may have been in place. An update was presented to the Board of County Supervisors at their meeting this past week. Questions regarding responsibility as to the county shifting coverage to the Nebraska Intergovernmental Risk Management Association in 1997 cloud the determination that that entity or the previous insurance carrier may have liability. Discussions and fact-finding will continue. A group of citizens who had petitioned against approval of a Gage County permit for a poultry operation near Cortland have contested the decision on the basis that a supermajority vote is required in an instance where a protest is signed by 20% or more of owners within the affected area. The county attorney questioned if due process was followed in submitting the petition, and a determination of the validity of multiple petitions will need clarification. No decisions were reached, and the matter will likely come up again at a future meeting. Marge Gakel, age 84, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral service 10 a.m. this morning at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Marge Gakel. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue chicken, cheesy potato, wheat roll, green beans, and Fiesta fruit pudding. Tomorrow, a hamburger, beans, chips, and mixed fruit. KNDY News time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like as we head throughout the rest of this Monday, beautiful day, but definitely feeling a little bit more like summer once again, as we'll see temperatures in the mid to upper 70s and even lower 80s throughout the rest of the day. We do have a strong cold front that's going to be pushing through the central parts of the Midwest, bringing us showers and thunderstorms starting Monday night and pretty much occasionally throughout the day, Tuesday and into Tuesday night. We'll start to see a little bit cooler temperatures as we head towards the end of the week. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Monday, sunny skies at 80. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, we'll have showers and thunderstorms likely late with a low near 62. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy. We'll have showers and thunderstorms likely with a high near 74. Tuesday night, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms likely. Temperatures at 54. And Wednesday, sunny skies, high near 76. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early October 74, record high on this date 95 in 1963. The average low 49, the record low was 32 in 2004. Sunset this evening 7:01, sunrise in the morning 7:22. Clear skies at sunrise 56 degrees, barometer at 30 inches, winds are light, relative humidity at 90%. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 3rd of October. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Falcons post a career offensive day. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The Atlanta Falcons faced off against the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. The Panthers' defense looked out of sorts as Matt Ryan connected with all-pro wide receiver Julio Jones all game.
High formation, Ryan, play fake, first down rip, Jones, middle of the field, Julio 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 20, 10, 5, 2, touchdown, Julio Jones!
Call on WQXI. Julio Jones and Matt Ryan set Falcons records for receiving yards and passing yards in their 49-33 win. David Ortiz left Fenway Park after a memorable final season with the Red Sox. He says it will be something he never forgets.
It was unbelievable. I wasn't expecting so much. This organization did something that I will never forget.
The Red Sox announced no one will wear number 34 again prior to their final game. Staying on the diamond, Vin Scully's final game in the broadcast booth was on Sunday against the San Francisco Giants, who needed one more win to earn the second wildcard spot in the National League. Here's Vin with the call.
Sergio Deal slider hit in the air to left center. Coming over is Pagan. He puts it away. And the Giants are the wild card team. The city is going wild, appropriately enough, and they are heading for New York.
On SNLA, the Giants win the game 7-1 over the Dodgers and will play the New York Mets in a one-game playoff on Wednesday. In the NFL, Rex Ryan and the Bills headed to New England to take on the Patriots. Belichick and the Patriots were 3-0 heading into the game without Tom Brady, but the Patriots show they still need their quarterback.
Looks right, fires right, caught by McCoy at the 5, headed into the end zone, touchdown! Touchdown, LeSean McCoy! A 7-yard touchdown strike from Tyrod Taylor.
On WHR Sports Radio, the Bills shut out the Patriots and moved to 2-2 on the year. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA's grain stocks report released on Friday showed increased storage of old crop corn and soybeans compared to the last marketing year. As of September 1st, there were 1.74 billion bushels of old crop corn and 197 million bushels of old crop soybeans in storage, according to the release by USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. Producers reported that there were 627 million bushels of corn stored on farms, up 6% from this time in 2015. Off-farm facilities held 1.11 billion bushels of corn, down 2% from a year ago. NAS reported there were 41.6 million bushels of soybeans stored on the farm, down 16% from last year, and 155 million bushels off-farm, up 10% from last September. USDA also released the small grains summary on Friday. According to that report, wheat growers set new record high yield of 52.6 bushels per acre in 2016. USDA also estimated barley production 199 million bushels, down 9% from 2015. Legislation to expand financial protections in the Packers and Stockyards Act to transactions made by electronics is headed to the White House after the Senate cleared the measure by unanimous consent late last week. The bill would amend the law to include sales made using video or through an online auction house. The bill would also specify that funds can be transferred electronically, such as through a debit or credit card. Currently, the law allows only check or wire transfer to settle sales. The bill now moves to the president's desk, though the White House has yet to issue a position on that bill. Find more ag information online anytime, agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, as we've been telling you, corn harvest is slowly getting underway in the upper Midwest to Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, where they have had ample amounts of rain. Illinois farmer Paul Jeske says that in spite of the rain, yields have been pretty decent.
At worst, it's an average yield, and some guys are talking about 20% above average. Commonly, 10 to 15% above whatever your average is. So for us in this area, that means we're running 190 to 240 bushels.
Jeske says that both the corn and soybean harvest in his part of the country have been kind of a start and stop affair, thanks due to some heavy rains that have rolled through over the last couple of weeks. And the Department of Agriculture's grain stocks report that was released on Friday showed increased storage of old crop corn and soybeans compared to the last marketing year. As of September 1st, there were 1.74 billion bushels of old crop corn and 197 million bushels of old crop soybeans in storage. According to the report released by USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, producers reported that there were 627 million bushels of corn stored on farms. That's up 6% from this time in 2015. Off-farm facilities held 1.11 billion bushels of corn. That's down 2% from a year ago. NAS reported that there are 41.6 million bushels of soybeans stored on the farm, down 16% from 2015. 155 million bushels off-farm, and that is up 10% from last September. The USDA also released the small grains a summary Friday. According to that report, wheat growers set a new record high yield of 52.6 bushels per acre in 2016. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
When you're in the oil and gas industry, you feel the effects of low oil and natural gas prices. However, prices are not your only barrier. That's why it's imperative that your membership continues with the Kansas Independent Oil and Gas Industry.
Yes, my name is Craig Pangburn, and I'm the president of TNC Manufacturing and Operating Inc. here in Great Bend, Kansas. Our business is actually 19 years old, and we've been a member for 19 years. They are the voice for everybody. We're not just here at the state level, but also at the federal level.
It's vital that Kansas oil and gas producers have a strong voice in Topeka and Washington at all times on every issue critical to your success. The challenges facing the industry continues to grow in numbers and complexity.
Your membership helps you be an important part of Cuyahoga's voice and allows you to receive information that keeps you competitive and current on industry issues and trends. Help make a difference. Become or stay a Cuyahoga member today. Get details and your application at Cuyahoga.org.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture, of course. It is harvest season, full bore in some parts of the country, so let's check in and see how it's going after this.
If you're frustrated by slow drains, or if you find yourself standing in water when you take a shower, the cause could be hair and soap scum buildup. Well, speed up your drains and solve your problem with Wink Hair Clog Blaster. Don't call the plumber. Pick up Wink Hair Clog Blaster instead. Wink Hair Clog Blaster. It does the job for you. Be sure to check out all the products offered by visiting their website at Wink, W-H-I-N-K, Wink.com. If you're looking for an easy way to keep your toilet bowls rust-free, I have the answer. Rust Guard is the in-tank toilet bowl cleaner that protects against rust and hard water stains with every flush. Just drop one Rust Guard tablet in the tank. It's really that easy. Rust Guard is safe for plumbing and septic systems, and it won't harm pets. This fall, think Wink, then log on to Wink.com, W-H-I-N-K.com, and check out all of the fine cleaning products from Wink.
Brian Besting is with Advanced Trading in Bloomington, Illinois, which is in McLean County, which for years was the nation's leader in both corn production and soybean production. Cass County, North Dakota is now the soybean king. Well, let's check in with Brian to see how the corn harvest is going in his part of Illinois.
Very active corn harvest, one of the most active corn harvests we've seen in recent years. The corn has matured quickly because of the very warm nights we've seen this summer. It's drying down quickly, and farmers are really going after the corn right now, very aggressively.
What moisture numbers are you seeing?
It's anything high teens, low 20s, very, very harvestable, for lack of a better word, but not an issue there at all.
Any concerns about the weather's impact on the harvest?
At this time of year, weather is everything, as you and your listeners know. So when you look at those issues that have confronted southeast Minnesota, a lot of Wisconsin, northeast Iowa, some really challenging issues there with harvest. So anytime that crop is ready, guys are ready to go and go get that corn and beans when it's ready, because anytime you get into some wet weather, all bets are off. So I think right now there's not a real concern. They're going to go after the corn when it's ready. But I know your listeners up in northern Illinois had some rain here this week. They may be slowed for a bit.
Disease is always a variable, and a new one, at least new to me, crept into the conversation over the last few weeks, and that is diplodia. What do you know about that?
We've heard that. It's a fungal disease on the ear of the corn, and it's may causing some loss of test weight in some cases. It's not a devastating disease, except that it's annoying. If it gets too high levels, you're going to get some dockage there and that type of thing. So, yes, we are hearing more incidents than usual. These warm temperatures we've had this summer, the rainfall that we had in August, not a good combination for that. So we are seeing more fungal disease for the corn.
One story on Reuters about the diplodia said it could result in a docking of as much as $2 a bushel, which doesn't leave much.
No, that would probably be the extreme case in the context of the percentage of it there. But enough where it would hurt, obviously. Anytime you got corn prices at $3 or right around that area, I think anytime you're knocking off, it doesn't help. So we have not heard extreme levels, but there are pockets, I'm sure, that are out there that are higher than producers would like.
Brian Besting of Advanced Trading in Bloomington, Illinois. We'll talk soybeans with him tomorrow. Back after this.
If you use standard diesel fuel, you should know that switching to Cenex Premium Diesel can make a powerful difference in your trucks and farm equipment. Cenex Premium Diesel is specially formulated to optimize performance. It's proven to deliver more power and up to 5% better fuel economy. Plus, it contains a special additive formulated for the demands of today's modern engines to help reduce downtime and maintenance.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Early consignments for the auction today. 10 black and white faced steers, Nevers weigh 5 to 675. 80 black and white faced steers, Nevers weigh 5 to 6. 9 black bulls, Nevers 550 to 6. 5 black and white faced steers weigh 600 pounds. 12 black bulls, Nevers 550. 13 black and red bulls, Nevers 4 to 6. 10 black and red steers, Nevers 450 to 550. 8 black steers weigh 1,300 pounds. They're finished. 37 black heifers, 875 to 950. And 20 black heifers weigh 4 to 5. Those early consignment listings online at Beatrice77.net. It's 7:30 from KNDY. Pleasant start to the day and the week ahead and the month of October. 56 degrees this morning in Marysville, warming into the 70s today.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
On behalf of the directors, management, staff, and employees of your locally owned Nemaha County Cooperative and Axtell Cooperative, we are proud to provide quality products and services to area farmers and communities in Northeast Kansas. Nemaha County Cooperative and Axtell Cooperative, your total farm solutions.
This is the sports report for Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. In college football, West Virginia came from 13 points down in the second half to beat Kansas State 17-16 on Saturday in the Big 12 opener for both teams. The Wildcats entered the game with the nation's top defense but gave up 422 yards to the Mountaineers. Kansas State was held to 286 total yards of offense, and Jesse Ertz completed 10 of 30 passes for 166 yards. In Major League Baseball, the Cleveland Indians beat the Kansas City Royals 3-2 yesterday. Their division series against Boston begins Thursday. The location has yet to be decided. In Major League Football, the Pittsburgh Steelers throttled the Kansas City Chiefs 43-14 last night. Kansas City running back Jamaal Charles ran for one time for 6 yards in his first game since tearing a ligament in his right knee last October. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you're in the oil and gas industry, you feel the effects of low oil and natural gas prices. However, prices are not your only barrier. That's why it's imperative that your membership continues with the Kansas Independent Oil and Gas Industry.
Yes, my name is Craig Pangburn, and I'm the president of TNC Manufacturing and Operating Inc. here in Great Bend, Kansas. Our business is actually 19 years old, and we've been a member for 19 years. They are the voice for everybody.